Hey, I've got a great idea for you. It's called the secret ballot. You know, that fundamental right that we've supposed to have had since the 1880s. Suppose we began taking that right seriously. Suppose we decided it doesn't make sense to slip behind a curtain to vote and then dash outside and blab to a pollster. Hard to tell all even before we get behind the curtain. Well, that would be that. We would no longer have to fuss over the media's use of polls to predict or declare winners and losers in, as quickly as possible, and thus discourage some people from going to the polls and encourage others to rush out to vote for the front runners. We'd also be spared pre-election coverage that stresses polls and who's winning or losing rather than focusing on issues. We'd be spared the pre-election coverage that presumes to tell us what will happen before it actually happens, coverage that presumes to tell us how we're going to vote before we actually vote. Oh, and we'd be spared that smug post-election coverage that stresses whether we had performed as predicted by the all-knowing media in their polls and thus had acted as expected, or, of course, had dared to vote differently than the media had said we would vote, and thus had participated in one of those so-called upsets or surprises that no one could possibly have predicted. Well, there's an easy way to stop this nonsense. Whenever a pollster dares ask you how you're going to vote or how you voted, remember your right to the secret ballot. Say it and say it loud. None of your business. Or lie, as the late Chicago Tribune columnist Mike Royko once suggested. As Royko said, all you have to do is tell a little fib, then go home, sit back, relax, and watch the anchormen slowly swallow their tongues. Well, sure, exit polls can help show the nature, needs, and desires of people, but there are other ways to do that without interfering in the fundamental democratic practice of conducting elections. With the perspective, this is Dick Meister.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.